As we've mentioned before, every single one of us is on a very different spiritual level. And a lot of what takes place in church depends on our spiritual level in terms of our understanding, our spiritual understanding. Unfortunately, one of the big problems that exists among human beings is before they've even figured themselves out, they've figured everybody else out around them. And this is one of the many delusions which people have. In fact, without a qualm, we just open our mouths, as St. John of the Ladder says, and just spew forth venom about this person or that person. And it indicates exactly where we are, our own spiritual state. It means that we're paying attention to the outside, to the other people, as opposed to us. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is because we see in the Gospel passages, particularly now with regards to the resurrection, something which may seem a little confusing. The stability of the apostles was shaken at the time of the crucifixion. Not too long before the crucifixion, St. Peter says, "Lord, I am ready to go to death with thee." And Thomas the apostle says, "Let us go that we may die with him." And at the time of the crucifixion, they abandon him. Peter, the holy apostle, as is recorded in the Gospel passages, is still going through his inner battles, and he still wants to know what's going on, and he wants to be there to see the end. And so he goes in and tries to warm himself up where our Lord, the judge and king of all, the creator, is being judged by his creation. And he denies him three times without actually realizing what was going on. But our Lord gave him a sign. He says, "Wilt thou go unto death? Even unto death for my sake. Before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me thrice," our Lord said to him. He needed to have that sign so that he could wake up out of his stupor. Because when we're in temptation mode, it's as if we're under some type of a trance. We're not thinking clearly. As I said before, we're not our real selves. Peter wasn't thinking clearly, but our Lord gave him that sign, and it says in the scriptures that at that point Peter wept bitterly. It's hard for us to imagine how deep that pain was which Peter experienced at that time, because Peter truly did love our Savior. John, the theologian, was the only one that went to the crucifixion with our Lord, together with the myrrh-bearing women. Since, as we said, a lot depends on our spiritual state, repentance, cleansing, illumination is extremely necessary for us to perceive what exactly is going on. And the Jews who were waiting for the Messiah, who did not accept the Messiah when he came, had already in their minds rejected our Lord because of the state of where they were. In like manner, there will be a lot of people at the end of the world. Perhaps even now they are talking about the Antichrist is coming. And when he comes, they won't recognize him because we've already heard beforehand. It depends on where we are spiritually. Where is our spiritual state? When Mary Magdalene went, in one of the Gospel passages, we hear that she thought our Lord was a gardener, and she heard his voice, Mary, and she recognized him. And this is all spiritual. So where exactly were the disciples of our Lord? Where were the myrrh-bearing women? From a spiritual point of view, it was all over the place. But what matters really is the end. And it's the same thing for every single one of us. Where will we be at the end? As long as we hope and pray that God will work with us, and as long as we pray for Krishna into our lives, our Lord will be working with us. There will be ups and downs. If it happened to the disciples of our Lord, it will happen to us as well. But we see now some faithful faces, the myrrh bearers, who went all the way to the crucifixion with our Savior. Somehow in their hearts, they were warm, they were perhaps a little more loving than the men who had become hardened. Men and women play different roles. There is no discrimination in the church, but they play different roles. And oftentimes, women can have a more natural sympathy, compassion, love. In any case, as we said, we can't really get into the heart to really know exactly where they all were. We just can scratch the surface from what has been revealed to us. And so these myrrh-bearing women then went all the way to the crucifixion. And they could not wait for the Sabbath to pass, because the Sabbath day was the day of rest, for them to actually go to anoint the body of Jesus. But before this, Joseph, the noble counselor, went. He was a secret disciple, but he went boldly, it says in scriptures. A secret disciple now goes boldly. And so after the death, at the most difficult time, Joseph presents himself. We see again concerning all the spiritual states of all these different people. And at the crucifixion, some people were dispersed at the crucifixion, some people were enlightened at the crucifixion, some people still remained faithful. What was all the confusion about? A great deal of the confusion was because of the ethnophilitism, because of the worldly thinking of the people who were expecting a king of the Jews and could not recognize really what was behind the prophecies of the holy prophets. What was the spirit of the teaching of the prophets? But they took everything literally. The same thing will happen at the end of time. There'll be a lot of people that will be fooled. And last week we talked about how many times we get duped by the evil one, but also he gets fooled. So when the holy apostle, all the holy disciples of our Lord had turned away from our Savior, at the time of his appearance they recognized him. It says in scriptures that some hesitated, some doubted, but among the 12 and among the faithful, with the exception of St. Thomas, they heard the message. The women, disciples of the Lord, the myrrh bearers, go on the Sabbath day to anoint the body of Jesus, but then they realize something. Who's going to roll away from us the stone? It was a really important detail. They had forgotten about it. They didn't really think about it in their haste and then in their enthusiasm to go. They were so stuck on the detail of anointing the body of Jesus. And as they were walking and talking about this, finally reached their destination, and they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very great. It says in scriptures, and they stooped down, went in, and they saw an angel on the right side, clothed in a white garment. And he told them, be not afraid, because they were shaken by this vision. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, he is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they have laid him. This was the message from the angel of the resurrection of Christ. On Pascha, at midnight, when we go outside, we make the first proclamation of the resurrection. When we chant the first Christos Anesti, the first Christ is risen, which is a confession of faith for all Orthodox Christians. So the apostles heard from the myrrh bearers. Our Lord chose the myrrh bearing women to spread the message, to hear the message from the angel, and then to spread it to the rest of the apostles. Go and tell his disciples, said the angel to them. And astonishment lay hold of them. And they went and told the holy disciples of our Lord. Peter and John ran. And John outran Peter. But he waited for him out of respect. They went in also and they saw that truly the Lord was not there. And so one thing after another, now the Lord takes all these pieces of the puzzle and puts them together. And the holy disciples of our Lord started to understand slowly that at the point of the Holy Pentecost, finally everything made total sense. At the time of their visitation of the Holy Spirit, at the time when they were ordained apostles. In like manner, this is what happens to every Christian. A lot of times things seem very confusing. It's like there are all these pieces of the puzzle and we can't put them together and we don't understand exactly what's going on. The Holy Fathers teach us that pride brings about confusion, it brings about distraction, whereas humility gathers the mind and the heart, concentrates one, and certainly opens the doors to grace. God gives grace to the humble, but resisteth the proud. So once we start coming down and we stoop down to enter into the grave after having removed the stone, as we said on Holy Saturday, with reference to the stone, we also have to remove the stone of the heart, the veils, which block this spiritual understanding, which is the most essential, so essential for us. And then finally, if we persist, and this is what the Fathers tell us. I remember in one of the sayings of the holy elder Hieronymus, he said, diligent persistence is really the key. In your patience possess your souls. If we lose patience, just think about the loss of such temporary patience with regards to eternal. What will the verdict be at that time? In your patience possess your souls then. And so with diligent persistence in prayer, with humbling of the mind and the heart, there is no question about it, as St. Simeon the New Theologian said to us last night. You will have a visitation from God. He will visit you. Do what you need to do, and he will do whatever he wills with you. Diligent persistence and patience then bring us to the hope of the resurrection and the understanding of the resurrection, the whole purpose. So we see in these events which took place in the Lord's dispensation, how much confusion there was. How much confusion there was among the faithful disciples of our Lord, even them. But there comes a time when everything will be put together, and it will only come with diligent persistence and patience. So let us persist in prayer. O Lord, do not abandon me. O Lord, help me. O Lord, give me understanding. O Lord, grant me to be humble in my thoughts. Teach me thy statutes. Grant me understanding of thy statutes. Enlighten me by thy statutes. And he will. Let us then turn to the holy myrrh-bearing women, looking at their example of enthusiasm and faithfulness and dedication to our Lord, and we will receive the fruits of grace. The message of the resurrection which they heard filled their entire being, and they knew and they understood that they did the right thing by being disciples of Jesus Christ. May our Lord give us understanding, may we all be his disciples, so that we will also be filled with the joy of the resurrection, and that ultimately we will all enter into our true homeland, leaving this veil of tears, this place of exile, going to our true home, seeing our true family, worshiping the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, unto the ages of ages. Amen.